Previously on Pretty Little Liars.
Guys, over there, there was a hoodie watching us.
What if A put Garrett's mom in the hospital to get Garrett out of jail?
I'm done, Hannah.
Are you breaking up with me?
Spencer, you were right. I'm withdrawing the reward.
Truth always comes out, Jason.
Meet me in the parking lot in 15 minutes.
We know that somewhere between being with us and getting to Allison's grave, you were with Jenna. We just have to find out what happened that night.
My boss volunteered the bank staff to help out at a rummage sale at the church.
Jim, I just found the gray jacket from that night. It just came out of a donation box. Are you here without an assistant?
I'm in the market if you know anyone who's interested.
I'm interested.
He's writing a note for the flowers. His mom is in a coma. She's not doing a lot of reading.
Hannah, slow down. I almost tripped over a catheter back there that was still attached to someone.
He's home.
There it is.
We need to have a plan.
We have a plan. Exposing A.
Okay. What is the plan exactly?
We're going to replace Garrett's note. The fake note that we wrote.
Yes. I know that part of the plan. I came up with it, remember?
I was wondering why you're asking me that.
We still need a place to lead A.
Rosewood Church by the organ in the main sanctuary tonight.
How did you come up with that?
I've been living there since my mom taught me how to sort through spandex shorts and granny panties.
Won't the church be locked?
That's the point. It's deserted at night.
So when Lucas shows up to Jimmy,
it's not going to be Lucas.
Yes, it will, and he had the pills.
Fine. Then I'll show up with a paddle and finish what I started at the lake.
Wow. What happened to the girl who wouldn't get out of her sweats?
She traded them for fatigues.
All right. Are you sure you know how?
Yes. I'm forging my mom's signature since 7th grade in PE.
Wow, this is really good.
Yeah, I'll see you want to write.
Are you sure that you want to do it?
This A broke me and Caleb up, do you understand? They're going to have to pay for that.
This one you save, better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, you'll know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
It's on the border of Bucks County. I think it's like the first exit.
Oh, yeah, I found it.
Wait, why aren't you going with Laurel?
She's just weird about driving with strangers.
You're not a stranger. You're her assistant. What's up?
Laurel was just double-checking that I had the right address. How bad do you think it would be if I canceled?
Canceled on your first day of work? I don't think you'd get a second.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Wait, I don't understand. Why would you want to do that? I thought you were excited about this job.
No, I am. I really am. It's just Hannah's still really torn up over Caleb, so we were all going to get together tonight to try and cheer up.
Well, your friends know it's a great opportunity for you. Besides, we got to pool our resources together. I think we're on our last package of ramen. What is this really about? Arya, you wouldn't have been hired if she didn't think you were up to the task.
We should get away.
Don't.
Boom.
Boom.
Okay, good turn. I want to remind you that you know what you're doing. So come on, take a picture of me. No, So I went and showed her the place, and she said she loved it. I think I did a good job. Once I finished putting the beams in the loft, she said they'd be interested in me doing some custom work for them.
That's great.
She even gave my name to an architect she knows.
That's great.
Spencer, You're doing it again.
I'm sorry. I know that I've been a little bit distracted recently. I have so much on my plate. I have this project that's due on Monday.
Okay. I'll let you work.
Thank you.
I'll just sit next to you and I'll watch you type. I'll be very quiet. Fine. Missed the days when you ran with me. I guess I'll take off.
I'll call you later, okay? Where's Mom?
She had to work today.
On what case?
She got called in early. Time-sensitive issue.
Dad, you didn't answer my question.
Don't needle me, Spencer. I'm not the one working on it.
So it is Garrett's case.
Look, I know how crazy you get about this stuff.
So what happened?
I shouldn't have brought it up.
I brought it up.
You're going to read about it in the papers anyway. Turns out the physical evidence that the police had on Garrett Reynolds, it can't be retested.
Why not?
Either don't have enough of it, or what they do have has been tainted. Something along those lines.
So why do they even have to retest it? If it tested positively the first time...
All I know is that your mother is pushing for the judge to rule the evidence inadmissible. It looks like she's going to get what she wants. As usual.
Yeah, but if they can't use it... isn't the prosecution relying on this evidence? Without it, they won't have a case.
That's what your mother's hoping. Where are you going?
Out! Did you get my text? I don't have time to sneeze. Okay. How'd it go? Did Spencer place a note?
No, I did it.
But you're scared of old people.
Yeah, and apparently they're scared of me, too. I touched the woman and she nearly croaked.
What happened? Look, I came to give you this.
The pickup location of the bag that your jacket came from.
Is this even in Rosewood?
No, but I thought we'd go tomorrow and check it out.
Why not today?
Because. After it didn't work, I'm going straight to the church.
Meet me at home?
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Hey.
So what's up?
I need to talk to you about Garrett. His case.
Then you know. About the evidence.
So it has been thrown out?
Not yet. But it will be.
Look, I think I might have a way to make sure that Garrett's case doesn't fall apart. But I'm at a dead end, and at this point, the only person who might be able to help me is you.
What can I do?
Do you know somebody named April Rose? Never heard of her.
Daddy. How's it going, Hannah?
Could you believe I used to wear a pair just like these? With a suede French vest. One to look like Cat Stevens.
Well, if I find a hat with a squirrel tail on it, I'll let you know.
That's Davy Crockett, and I'd be wearing a raccoon cap. Looks like you've got an interesting system going.
Oh, yeah, I'm organizing them into seasons. We have fall, winter, spring, summer, resort.
Oh, how innovative. Is your mom coming today?
No, she can't. She had to take the car in.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll see you at the party tonight.
What party?
I made an announcement about it like 15 minutes ago. The council throws it for the volunteers as a way of saying thanks.
Oh. Well, thanks, but no thanks. I'm busy.
Too bad. You haven't partied until you partied in the church rec room.
Wait. The party's tonight? Here? At the church?
You want to change your plans now, don't you?
But to be honest, I mean, there were so many girls hanging around us at the time. I could have met her and not even known.
And by us, do you mean?
Garrett, Ian, and I.
The NAT club.
How'd you know about that?
Do you think that she could have been one of the girls that you filmed?
Well, I didn't film any of those videos.
Yeah, but you watched them. Didn't you? How did you get that honor without doing any of the grunt work?
It was my idea. Look, like I said before, I was messed up. High school was just one big blur.
Do you think she could have been in one of the videos?
It's possible. Or maybe she was just one of their employees.
What does that mean?
I think Ian and Garrett were paying girls to set up their friends. I don't know. At that time, I kind of walked away from it all at that point.
So were you guys the only members?
Officially?
Yeah.
But Ian had help. I mean, there's no way he could have filmed it all on his own. You know, at times, I even thought maybe he was filming it for someone else. I'll catch up with you later.
Yeah. Girl, and if anybody knows who she is, it's Jason.
Well, he doesn't.
Well, he might not have recognized your name, but he could recognize her by a picture.
I wonder if April was the type of girl who pimped out her friends.
I don't know. Look, all I know is that the prosecution's case is crumbling, and we have to get to this girl before A does. Whatever Garrett wants destroyed could be the only thing left that keeps him in jail.
Do you think Maya found those tapes with Allie's stuff?
It's possible. Maybe that's what Garrett was after all along. Maybe April Rose has the tape. Maybe that's what Garrett wants A to destroy.
I don't get is why would A take direction from Garrett?
Oh, it might be the other way around. Garrett might have done whatever A told him to, and that's how he wound up behind bars.
Hey. Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, really? I'm starving.
Me too. Do you want to split some cheese fries?
No, I want my own.
Okay, so the plan to change for tonight is not a plan. It's a suicide mission.
You know, the church is going to be calling with people, so we're not going to be able to figure out who A is. Emily and I are going to hide behind the organ and just see who shows up.
I don't think that you should
do it. It's not about confronting, okay? I just want to see who it is so I know how to plan a real attack. Wait. Wait, attack.
Just be careful. And wear sensible shoes.
Hey, I wear 3 inches around or nothing. Oh, and order me a side salad. Suck up the cheese.
Hey,
What's with you? You're acting like a pod person.
Oh. I was just trying to remember how much reward money Jason offered.
$50,000. Why?
It was cash, right?
Huh.
Did he just have all that money lying around his house?
Oh, I doubt it.
But if someone did, would that be weird?
If you had that much cash lying around, you'd probably also have a bomb shelter and like 5 years worth of dehydrated meat. Oh, you're a criminal. I do want my own cheese fries.
Hey. I need to talk to you. It's about Spencer. Jason. Please, leave her out of this. I need her energy focused on her future, not this trial.
Maybe you should tell your wife that.
Jason, you're wrong about Veronica. She didn't take this case out of spite. She doesn't hate you.
Oh, I don't think she hates me. I think she hates you.
Look, I don't want my daughter's life derailed any further. She needs to find a way to, put this behind her. The trial, your sister.
Yeah, which sister exactly are you talking about? Because as it turns out, I have more than one.
Hey. Ugh, finally, let's go. Hey, let me introduce you to the art of conversation. Hi, how was your day? My day was fine. How was yours?
I'm sorry, I just want to leave.
I should stay out of it.
Can we not? That goober is literally trying to be my best friend.
Yeah. Being kind and decent doesn't make Ted a goober.
Yeah, I know. It's the fact that he says howdy and wears clothes made of roadkill. What is up with you?
Now that you mention it, I'm Goober's date tonight.
What?
When did this happen? He called this morning.
And you said yes?
No, Mom. I'm sorry, you can't go.
Why not?
Because I'm going to be there, and that'll be weird.
Hannah, you're not 10 years old. We don't need to hold hands.
But I thought it might be nice. We could drive together.
No, we can't, because Toby's picking me up.
He's taking me to the dance.
Why is Spencer's boyfriend taking you to the dance? Is this about you wanting to hurt Caleb?
No, it's... There's this guy, another volunteer, and he just won't take no for an answer. So I thought if I take Toby, then maybe he'll finally leave me alone.
Is this something I should be concerned about?
No, just some do-gooder creep. It's harmless.
The thank you dance?
See, who cares what it's called, Spencer? Can you get Toby to come with me or not?
Han, it's bad enough that I canceled on a date with him without forcing him to go on one with you. I don't want him involved.
Involved? He just has to stand there and eat chips.
I don't understand the why. Couldn't you just come up with a better lie?
I'm sorry. I panicked, all right? It was like my mouth was talking before my brain could catch up. You can make fun of me all you want, but this whole plan is falling apart.
You don't think that I'm taking this seriously? I spent every waking moment searching for this April girl. I've been in the library so much, I am on a first-name basis with the homeless guy that sleeps next to the microfiche.
What is this?
The police academy rosters. I thought maybe April and Garrett went to training together.
Wait, you think that another cop could help him get away with murder? Like Weldon?
I don't know. Yeah, I thought that we were done with all of this.
Yeah, me too.
You know, last year, when things got really bad, I used to fantasize about what my life would be like if I never met Allie. I think my biggest concern right now would be where I wanted to go to college.
I had that fantasy too. Yeah, but every time I go down that road, I have to remind myself that if I hadn't met her, then I wouldn't be friends with you. So what time should Toby pick you up?
7:30.
Okay, no go, so I can keep looking through all of this.
Oh, and Spence, we'll get there, okay? We've stopped Mona, and we can stop this person. It's now or never.
I know, it's the never part that I'm afraid of.
I'm done, thanks.
She don't look so good. Better get her home before she passes out.
April Rose.
Did you talk to her?
It's not a her. It's an it.
You're driving. No, thank you. I don't drink anything that's not shrink wrapped.
So who am I here to scare off?
What?
The creep that's been bothering you?
Oh, right. Yeah, it's that guy over there. Hey, Toby.
Hi, Miss Mayor.
Oh, Toby, this is Ted.
Howdy. Nice to meet you. You too. You're a very lucky man.
What? No, we're not, yeah, we're...
We're just friends.
What do you say we try to find the grown-up beverages?
Well, don't kill the messenger, but they're not serving alcohol.
Oh, right. Church. Maybe we should find someone with a beard who can do that whole turning water into wine thing.
Well, if not, would you settle for a root beer?
Keeping people ferment if we let it stand long enough.
Folks, I'm getting ready to close. How can I help you?
We just came in to pick up something that might have been set aside. Were you asked to hold anything?
Half the shop. But I'm not holding my breath. Anybody's coming back.
Well, you see, a friend of ours dropped something off and asked us to pick it up, but we don't know exactly what it is, and I'm afraid it can't be reached.
Okay, so we can go classic with When Harry Met Sally. We can watch The Notebook for like the millionth time.
I don't care, you can decide.
That's really pretty.
Don't you love finding new places to wear jewelry? I'm never taking it off.
Who gave it to you?
No one special.
Just another one of the nameless, faceless, revolving door of boyfriends who adore you?
No. Just a friend. I'm going out.
Are you kidding?
My friend knows a guy who can get us IDs. Go to a party to pick him up, and then I'll be back.
This is so typical. Every time we make plans, if something better comes along, you totally ditch me.
Why are you spazzing? I'm making sure we have the best summer ever. Instead of languishing at the kiddie table, we'll be mixing up on futons with frat boys. I gotta go. My friend's here.
Which friend?
You don't know her.
You sure this is it?
I'm positive. She never took it off.
How much do you want for this?
I don't know. I've never seen that before.
I just found it on this mannequin.
Must have been brought in here in the past couple of days.
And you don't happen to know who dropped it off?
It's... There's no code, no tags. I can't sell it to you folks. It's a display piece.
How about if I give you $100?
It's not my decision to make.
$200 make it your decision? $400.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm sorry, I got held up.
Well, get here. I can't face A alone. Toby's getting suspicious and Weldon is hovering.
Weldon's there? Okay, I'm leaving in 5.
Here you are.
Oh, hey.
Do you want to dance?
No, thanks.
All right, then.
Wait, Toby.
When you reach the summit, all you can hear is the wind whistling through the rocks.
Sounds incredible.
I'd love to take you, if you're interested.
How about next Sunday?
Well, Sunday's kind of a busy day for me.
Okay. Sunday after that?
Thing is, I'm busy every Sunday. I thought Hannah must have told you I'm a pastor. Well, an associate pastor.
No, she didn't.
More root beer?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
I told you, that guy...
Yeah, I know, you told me, but that kid is scared of his own shadow. He's definitely scared of yours. So why am I here? Or maybe the question is, why are you?
I told you I wanted to go to a party.
Hannah, I have had naps more exciting than this party, and so have you. What? Does this have to do with Caleb?
No. You know why? Hannah, I need to talk to you first. Now. I'm really sorry, Toby. I'll be right back, okay?
Hey, can you call me? I'm about to leave this church thing. And I need to know why you and Hannah lied to me.
didn't you tell me Ted was a pastor?
He is.
Hannah, I have just replayed the last hour in my head, and I'm this close to crawling under a pew.
Oh my gosh, you really like him.
It's too late. I blew it.
No, you didn't.
I made that joke about them not serving booze.
You like your wine.
I wore a dress with cleavage.
Mom, that is practically a turtleneck.
Yeah. All it takes is one glance at my resume to know that I am no angel.
Who is?
Hey.
Oh, hey, Holden.
So, is your whole crew coming tonight?
No, just me and Hannah. Have you seen her?
Yeah, she's, around here somewhere. Hey, relax. Have a cupcake.
When did you get that tattoo?
Oh, it's not a...
Is that for a club?
No, not a club so much as a party. It changes venues. You know, I used to see your friend there sometimes.
Well, what friend?
Your girlfriend.
Maya?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Sorry, just checking Hannah.
And how is she?
Good. Dance?
I'd love to, but word of warning, my dance moves start at the Running Man and end at the Roger Rabbit. Hey there, Ashley. Pastor. It's Detective Wilden, right?
That's right, but I'm on the clock.
No, so am I. It's Ted. I'm happy to see you here. With a little surprise.
That's funny, I was just about to say the same thing to Miss Marin.
Oh, do you two know each other?
Sure. We haven't seen each other in a while.
Detective Wilden was an important part of the Allison De Laurentiis case. Hannah was a good friend of hers. Our paths have crossed.
And they'll probably cross again.
Anyway,
have a good evening.
Now, where were we? Oh, that's right. I was just about to humiliate myself on the dance floor.
Searing headache.
Oh, can I get you some aspirin?
No.
Then maybe we sit down
Thank
for
you. A... I think I should just go home.
Sure, let me walk you to the car.
Hey, can you call me? I'm about to leave this church thing. And I need to know why you and Anna lied to me.
Hey, how did it go?
As well as I could, I guess. I told him I got an anonymous tip, and he seemed to believe me.
So when will we know when...
No, he didn't say.
What do we do now?
Now we wait.
Do you still have those letters? The ones that helped you figure out that my dad is our dad?
Yeah.
May I see them?
Oh, Spencer, you don't want to do that. It'll just hurt. What?
Nothing. I was just thinking about how different you are from Allie. And the reason that you don't want me to see them is the very reason that she would want me to.
I wonder what kind of person she would have turned into. I mean... I see it with the kids I work with, you know. And at first, they're all attitude, but you peel back the layers and You usually find a person underneath.
Yeah, but with Allie, I keep peeling. I just always seem to find new layers.
Emily, where have you been?
I just had the weirdest conversation with Holden.
What?
When were you with... I remembered something from that night, and it might have something to do with Maya. Holden seems to know, but he walked away.
Well, let's find him.
I don't know where he went.
Just go right by the side door, okay? I want to get there before A does.
Wisely handed it over to the police.
I don't know what that is.
Don't tell me you're here for some peace and quiet.
I was looking for someone.
Who? Why are you helping him?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. But I'll play along. All that fuss you girls made, pointing the finger at Ian. Is that all for Garrett's sake?
I have nothing to do with that.
I don't get it, Hannah. Why are you in his corner?
My mom's downstairs.
Your mom left. You know, I bet when she was your age, she caused a lot of problems. But she knows how to get rid of problems. All you do is create them.
Let's go home.
People he has to answer to. You always stand up for him, don't you?
Hey!
Did everything go okay at work today?
Yeah. No. Not at all, actually. I dropped 2 light meters, I switched out a wrong lens, and I punctured a bounce.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I was a little distracted by what I found in your sock drawer.
Oh. Is that why you ran out of here today?
I didn't know what to say.
I can see how that might look pretty bad.
Ezra, where did that money come from?
I sold a car my grandfather left me. 67 Jack. I was hoping to restore it one day, but now someone else has it, and I have a sock drawer with no socks.
And they paid you in cash?
Yeah, I let the guy pay me in cash so he could have a break on taxes.
Okay, why didn't you just tell me that?
Well, I didn't think you'd be going through my sock drawer.
I wasn't going through your sock
drawer. Because it's embarrassing. Okay? 6 months ago, I was a professor, and now I'm answering want ads for webzines and reusing coffee filters.
Can I join you?
Man, Hugh, you oil everything about. Even his fall. Even his son.
Good morning.
Is that?
I wanted to talk to you.
Yeah. Figured you and Mom would want to have a chat.
Well, your mom's already left. An important piece of evidence in the Reynolds case was turned in last night, but I imagine you already knew that. You know, Spence, police have been looking for that anklet for 2 years.
I didn't know that.
Well, they didn't tell the family, and they kept it out of the press. But you and Jason managed to find it. Don't know how, but there it is. The anklet had trace amounts of blood still on it. Allison's and someone else's. That blood has been ruled out as belonging to Garrett Reynolds.
What do you mean?
They don't know whose it is. They know it's not his.
That's not possible.
Spencer, the judge threw out the case. I'll take you to school. Spencer?
Oh.